It's easy to miss if you're not looking for it. Sometimes its ridgeline towers over you. Other times, it blocks your way when you try to get to the other side of it. This long pile of dirt and rock holds a critical responsibility to both safety and economics. How does something so in your face not get the attention that it needs? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. I'm talking about levees. Their importance is many times forgotten as time passes without mishap. But when calamity does occur, the level of destruction can be devastating. Alicia Kirchner, Chief of Planning at the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, is a civilian with nearly 23 years of experience working in the office in Sacramento, California. She is well aware of the downside to levee failures and wants to share her knowledge with the public. You might then ask, well, what is a levee and how are they used in our country?
Fundamentally, levees are earthen structures that have been put in place, I should say, between water and the adjacent land. So they're really intended to keep water off of the adjacent land. And that's because people are living there. They've turned that land into some sort of productive use. And so long ago, early settlers started realizing that to put the land into productive use for various purposes, they needed to sort of more reliably manage the waters of the river's interface with that adjacent land. So they started putting an obstruction in between it. They literally started backhoeing dirt from their property up against this river. And as communities started sort of working together to do that, what became the basis of our early levee system was formed. So long ago, the people of the Central Valley of California, anyway, decided that levees were going to be their primary means of managing the rivers that they lived next to. Living next to a river is a very desirable thing in the early days because they were really how transportation occurred, navigating up and down, say, the Sacramento River to move goods and services and people. So we became very invested very early on in these levees. And as populations increased against those levees or adjacent to those levees, the levees started to need to do more. We rely on them now really as a primary line of defense to manage a flood event through or around a community, many communities, all the communities really that line the rivers along the valley floor.
California has its fair share of levees mixed into the landscape. In fact, the levee system that holds the meeting of the Sacramento and San Joaquin River waters as it travels through the Suisun Bay and eventually to San Francisco Bay is under scrutiny over how much of an investment is needed to handle future flooding events. I asked Alicia, where do you begin when looking at the integrity of the levee system?
Variability and what the levees can handle is really a key focus of what we do here with the Corps in Sacramento. We need to first understand, again, that historical record, our hydrologic record. What events have occurred as far back as our records show? Understanding what actually has occurred is a big first step, but then it really becomes predicting and estimating the uncertainty of what we haven't seen yet. An interesting example is Folsom Dam, just about 35 miles northeast of Sacramento here. The dam was being constructed in the 1950s, and no sooner had that dam really fundamentally been built, the people in the valley at the time began to experience the first of five largest floods ever that had ever occurred in this area. That immediately told us that that dam wasn't going to be able to accomplish what it had originally been intended to accomplish. And that's why we continue to work to modify it. Levees are kind of similar. They're put in place over various points in time to do something, and then it becomes this need to enable them to do more and more and more, be more and more reliable as demands against them increase. Managing and estimating the variability of what we don't know about that could come with the hydrologic future is a big part of what we try to estimate now. We know we need to take it into account, and for every case that we work on, we do some form of estimating to see what we think the variability in the future could be. But the science is really very new in that area still, and so it really is kind of accounting for could be more water, could be less water. What makes sense for each project plan that we're putting together?
Satisfying today's construction standards of the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta levees is a big concern. Evaluation of the levee system can be onerous because there are over 1,100 miles of levees, and in many cases, the levees were constructed with local materials of the day, which was not an engineered material.
The main thing really is, and this is a shared responsibility between state, federal, local government, is maintaining levees to engineering standards, the current engineering standards. That's the first line of defense, really. And that applies to all levees, whether they're part of a federal system, a non-federal system. There are standards that levees should be maintained to. And doing that is the first line of defense. That includes inspecting them so that you really have eyes on the ground to see what the conditions of the levees are. If you know what's going on with a levee, you're better armed to be able to anticipate how it might respond during an event, during a flood event. Beyond that, there are a number of different modes of what we call triggers for levee failure. There are seepage issues, tend to be our greatest concern. There are different types of seepage issues. Water can go through a levee. Water could go under a levee through its foundations, and we call that a deep under seepage issue. So any line or path that water could follow that would undermine a levee, it is our primary concern with the levees. We also worry about seismic, particularly in the Delta. Seismic is a concern. Stability in general. And then that erosive process of just water up against the earthen structure is a concern for us. So erosion is another concern.
Citizens of the entire state of California hang their hats that the levees in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta will remain intact and successful in fulfilling its purpose. The economic ramifications of lost energy and commerce, infrastructures like pipelines and train tracks, loss of water supplies to regions as far away as Southern California, and the flooding of historic and new land developments each place the highest priority of all for Californians. California productivity associated with the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta impacts our nation as a whole and the California lifestyle for sure. So pay attention wherever you are on decisions to be made on the California levees. Fundamental to our lives and environment. I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.